and these were the products, and they were presented to George, and he really disliked them all and said, this is just not working, because they look like torches. And I was struggling to find a found object that I could base the laser swords on, and thinking in the end, you know what, I'm going to have to build these from scratch. But we were running out of time before the shoot. And then I one day went to the photographer's shop in Great Marlborough Street in London, where we rented all our photography equipment from over the years, and I bought my cameras and stuff. And I asked the owner, I said, have you got any boxes of stuff I could look through? And he pointed me to an area, and they were dusty boxes under shelves that had not been touched in 20 years, I think. And I started digging through them, and out came this box where there were quite a few of the Graflex handles, and as soon as I saw them, it was like slow motion music, and there it was, just beautiful object. So I took them, we bought them for nothing, and took them back to the studio. I took the same T-strip that I stuck around the Stirling submachine gun barrels, stuck that round the handle. I broke down an old calculator and found these LED lights that were in a plastic strip, and I stuck those in it and called George over. And the thing there was that I knew this would be the iconic image of Star Wars. It's Excalibur to the sword into King Arthur. So I'd been particularly concerned about finding the right thing, and this, I just instinctively knew this would be right. George loved it when he saw it. It was weighty, it just looked right. So all he asked me to do was to fit a D-ring on the end, because he wanted to clip it onto Mark's belt.